Activist Teresa Emilio Ayo, who is also employed as a social worker, says within the past 3 months, more than 15 refugees were killed during intercommunal fighting in Khartoum. Emilio attributes the increase in violence to the current economic situation in both Sudan and South Sudan, but says some of the violence stems from revenge attacks between the communities. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Emilio says some of the violence is also connected to drug abuse among some refugees who seem to have nowhere to turn for help. She says local authorities and concerned organizations need to intervene.
Some of them are involved in selling illegal drugs to earn a living. This is the situation facing our youth here. Girls are also involved in the same act, and some brew local beer. These are some side effects of the displacement.
Last week, at least 4 South Sudanese were killed, including a pregnant woman, during a clash between 2 rival communities at Bantu refugee camp in the Jebel Awliya area of Khartoum. In March this year, Sudanese judicial authorities sentenced 600 South Sudanese refugees in Khartoum to 6 months in prison after they were found guilty of engaging in intercommunal fighting, which led to the deaths of 7 people during the Eid of al-Fitr holiday. Emilio says Sudanese authorities have been trying their best to improve the situation in the camps, but seems to be losing hope in finding solutions for ending the circle of violence among South Sudanese refugees.
The Sudanese government is frustrated with this situation. If they are not registered with full refugee status, and yet you are involved in a violent act, what can the government do? That is why when they are found guilty, they are imprisoned and expelled from the country. As activists, we can't say much because our children have committed a crime.
Emilio accuses some unnamed Sudanese political groups of exploiting the young people for their own personal gain.
There are people who are exploiting the youth by giving them some money and asking them to participate in the protest with the aim of causing insecurity in Sudan. They are not supposed to accept this, but due to the economic situation they are in, some are doing this. Some causes of the violence are revenge attacks to pay back some incidents in South Sudan.
Sudanese humanitarian officials were not immediately available for comment on this story. Emilio suggests that it would be beneficial to local Sudanese communities if the refugees are screened and are offered job opportunities in Sudan. She says unless Sudanese authorities provide skills training or jobs to young South Sudanese refugees, some of them will remain a threat in Sudanese neighborhoods.
There is a need to develop their skills so that the host country can also benefit from them in many ways. When they are healed from their different addiction, the local communities will also benefit from them. But when nothing is done to them, they will be a burden on the host communities, and that way, they will always be labeled in a negative way.
Sudan is home to more than 861,000 South Sudanese refugees, second in number only to Uganda, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.